ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Outrageous and undemocratic. That's what the government is accused of in rushing through its immigration detention legislation. The bill means immigration detainees who have exhausted all their avenues of staying in Australia are now a step closer to being jailed for at least a year if they don't voluntarily leave the country. Plus, the immigration minister could soon have the power to stop processing visa applications from countries which refuse to accept involuntary deportees from Australia. Dan Tehan is the Shadow Immigration Minister. Welcome.
Great to be with you, Patricia.
Botched, chaotic, lacking transparency. These are your words to describe all of this. So are you going to pass it?
Well, look, we'll have a further discussion this morning. Obviously, we were able to get the hearing last night, but there were a few things out of the hearing that still have left us with more questions that we would like answered. And once again, you know, we are seeing a completely botched process by the government. The question was asked last night and very clearly was, what is the rush? What is the need for these laws to be passed through the Senate today? We couldn't get a clear answer on that. So, you know, we have to consider, for instance, the Australian Border Force wasn't at the briefing that we had yesterday, that briefing which was called within half an hour of us being handed legislation, and we were given 20 minutes to be able to question departmental officials. The Australian Border Force weren't there. They weren't there last night. We are worried about potential unintended consequences, and we are worried that everything this government does when it comes to immigration has been completely botched, and we just can't see what the need is for this to be rushed in the way that it is. I mean, it is quite extraordinary that you've got a major piece of legislation like this and that we haven't heard from the Minister for Immigration or the Minister for Home Affairs. Neither of them have fronted the media to do a
I understand Claire O'Neill will speak this morning to Channel 7, I think in a regular appearance, but you're still criticising that they haven't done a press conference? I mean, what sort of... I suppose on these issues, your party has also rushed through legislation before and forced Labor's hand so that, you know, there's sort of consistency there. The prospect of unintended consequences has been brought up several times by you in this debate. You still don't feel like that question around people smugglers being able to exploit this has been settled?
No, we don't, because we haven't heard from Australia Border Force. And Patricia, I'll just go back to that point because I think it's a really important point, and I think one that does need investigation is, why haven't the Minister for Home Affairs or the Minister for Immigration done a press conference on these laws? Why haven't they been prepared to take questions from journalists on them? Whenever we put forward major pieces of legislation when we were in government, we always fronted the media to explain them, to explain the reasons why. We have heard nothing. Now, Claire O'Neill doing her normal Channel 7 piece is not fronting a full press conference and answering questions. Why isn't Minister Giles doing a full press conference to answer questions? There are other questions that we want him to answer as well. There was a very disturbing report last night on Channel 9 which said that there seemed to have been false promise or false hope given to a family before the last election, and they've been trying to ask questions of Minister Giles on that, and he won't appear. So everywhere you look, there are questions that need answering from this government, and the fact that they won't front up and answer them, I think, is deeply, deeply concerning. And the fact that this major, major piece of legislation is being put forward and neither minister will do a full press conference does make us wonder, are all the questions that need to be asked on this being answered, and is the government trying to hide something? And we want to make sure that if we're going to pass legislation which is about keeping the Australian people safe, that there has been full interrogation of all aspects of this legislation, and particularly when it comes to these push-pull factors, because the last thing any of us want to see is the people smugglers getting their business model up and running
again. So will the coalition pass this by the end of the week?
Well, we've got to obviously consider all the things that have been presented to us. We've got to consider the botched and rushed way that this has been done. We've got to look at what...
There is a looming date, though, April, a High Court decision in April. If you don't do it this week, this puts this in jeopardy. Are you not willing to rush this through this week?
Well Patricia, as you know, previously before Christmas, we were able to bring the Parliament back and we were able to put laws through. So we've got, the government has a lot of avenues to be able to have a full day inquiry and then be able to bring the Parliament back if there is a real need for this to be done.
We've only got 30 seconds, as you know how it works, Dan T, and the news waits for no one. Are you saying that you think the Parliament should be recalled so that you can do this properly?
I'm saying that we haven't made our final decision. We've got a lot of thinking to be done, and that we will obviously announce our position. Well, I think there are a lot of options that need to be considered.
All right, Dan Tehan, thank you.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.